Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn fires over to first and Vernon drops the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Goldsberry moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goldsberry moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Boudreaux moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Boudreaux moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Boudreaux scores. Keltner moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Doby scores. Clark moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Max Serkant now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkant strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-1 in the game. Scala strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-1 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Doby is chasing the ball. Appling rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Bowers reaches second base with a double. Zernial moves to third. Mike Garcia now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zernial scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheeler hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wheeler for a passed ball. Clark moves to third. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Bob Cuzava now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Cuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuzava hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuzava for the out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-2 in the game. Scala strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Doby moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Zernial moves to second. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Zernial moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Baker reaches second base with a double. Zernial scores. Michaels scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheeler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Bob Cuzaba. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Rapp reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. Wheeler goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 8, White Sox, 8. Satchel Paige now pitching. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-3 in the game. Scala takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rapp scores. Scala moves to third. It's 9-8, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Vernon moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. 2 outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Page covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wheeler settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wheeler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scala hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Scala reaches second base with a double. Doby throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Scala trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pieretti goes all the way around to score. 2 outs. It's 10-8, White Sox. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry scores. Appling moves to third. It's 11-8, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner scores. It's 11-10, White Sox. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso pinch runs for Allie Clark. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing right field. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.